is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone. Dick Morphew welcoming you to another edition of Citizens Council Forum. Our guests on today's program, first, a Republican congressman from the state of Iowa, Representative Ben F. Jensen, a member of the House Appropriations Committee, second-ranking Republican on that committee, and a veteran of 21 years in Congress. Mr. Jensen, I understand that you've picked up the nickname of Watchdog of the Treasury during your term in Congress.
Well, yes. I guess most congressmen... pick up that name after a few years of proving that they are conservative and don't want to spend the people's money recklessly.
Well, we're happy to have you with us today, sir.
I'm happy to be here.
Also on our program today is a fellow Iowan, Mr. Milton M. Lurie of Sioux City, Iowa. Mr. Lurie is president of the American Coalition of Patriotic Societies and a past president general of the Sons of the American Revolution. Mr. Lurie, could you tell us for a moment, please, what is the American Coalition of Patriotic Societies?
Well, Dick, the American Coalition of Patriotic Societies is an organization, as the name indicates, a coalition of about 112 members, or 112 organizations that are members of the coalition. The total membership of the constituent organizations will approximate probably 4 million people. And we have been in business for some 30 years to try to keep America American. One of our principal fields has been to preserve and protect the integrity of our immigration laws. In fact, we probably are greatly responsible for the enactment of the McCarran-Walter Immigration Act.
In other words, then, the American Coalition of Patriotic Societies, the coalition is dedicated to preserving our form of government as we know it.
That is correct.
Tell me, Mr. Jensen, during this session of Congress, there have been quite a number of bills introduced bearing the label of civil rights legislation. What is your opinion of some of these measures?
Well, I'm not too excited about them. I have always felt that civil rights was the responsibility of our respective states to a very great degree. The state governments will handle the civil rights in their respective states better than they can be handled from a long ways away or by a paternal government, which is not as interested in the people of that particular state as is the government of that particular state. And so I have always felt that one state or the federal government should leave to the states the privilege of establishing their own election laws as the Constitution provides, and of seeing to it that the rights of the people are respected and protected, and I'm sure, as I said before, they'll do it much better than the federal government, which is interested, of course, in the welfare of all the people, but it is an impossible task for the federal government to legislate civil rights for all the people of all the states.
Now, Congressman Jensen, up until this point, most of us have subscribed to the theory that the school systems should be maintained by the localities, the school districts, the cities, the counties, and so forth. Would some of these civil rights measures provide for federal control of the schools rather than local control?
I'm afraid so. You know, Dick, that the primary purpose of an education is to teach people to govern themselves. Now, too often, folks lose sight of that fact. And the first thing we know, we have a group of people that want to have our educational system governed from Washington. Now, I'm sure that if it was explained to the American people just what would happen if and when the federal government got control of the school system, which they will if certain laws which are now proposed are enacted. Because the federal government, whenever we appropriate money, we keep strings on that money. And we say, you shall do this, you shall do that, you shall do this. And too many people can't see that federal control, but it's there. And so let us teach our children that their people, their parents, should be given credit for their education rather than somebody a long ways off. It'll be a sad day for America if our boys and girls ever say to Mom and Dad, I don't owe you much for my higher education. I owe that to Uncle Sam. Let's not have that happen in America.
Well, I'd like to turn the questioning now to you, Mr. Lurie, if I might. You were mentioning immigration a moment ago, and I believe that here of late there have been some security factors tied into our immigration program. Could you give us a discussion of some of the developments along that line, please?
Yes, we do feel, and it has been discovered by investigations here in Washington, where incidentally our headquarters are located, the security factor is very important in the subject of immigration. For example, a recent survey was made in which we took an analysis of some 5,000 immigrants in this country, or rather, excuse me, 5,000 active communists in the United States. And it was revealed that about 91.5% of them were either foreign-born, or they were married to foreign-born, or they were of foreign parentage. And no less than half of them had their ancestral origin in Russia, or one of the Russian satellites, one of the countries behind the Russian behind the Iron Curtain. And it is for those people that, we just wonder, now, why should we let down the immigration barriers to let in more of those people? We have enough trouble with our own kind of security risk in this country without inviting more trouble by letting down the barriers of our immigration laws.
I don't believe anyone would be opposed to letting someone come to this country that could prove their worth and prove their potentialities as a prospective American citizen. But when it does come to the point of a security check on a prospective immigrant, why is it that you feel that there is such a tumult raised against imposing any security check requirements?
Of course, the reason the tumult is raised against a check of security requirements, that is purely one of the facets of communist work. They are trying to bring in all of their own people in this country, all that they can. And one of the greatest cries, hue and cries, that the communists bring up, or the liberals of this country, the pro-communists, the people who seem soft towards communism, they bring up and raise a hue and cry that we have a cruel barrier that has been set up to break up families and so forth like that. And this is no cruel barrier. Our immigration laws are among the fairest in the world. And we feel that that a country has a right to say who shall come into it and who shall not. That should be our right and privilege in this country.
There's one thing that we've heard of late, not only on the subject of immigration laws, but also on other purely domestic legislation, even to the point of civil rights bills, and that is the argument that these bills are necessary because of what it will mean for this country in the eyes of the world. Our public opinion abroad depends on what we do in this country on these measures. Now, what is your feeling toward that sort of reasoning?
Well, Dick, that to me is just pure poppycock. If we're going to agree to do something just because it will look better, so-called, in the eyes of the world, let's do away with some of our other established things. Let's do away with capitalism and free enterprise, then. Make that to appeal to the other peoples of the world. We can do away with a lot of things if that's the only object, or, I mean, if that is one of the reasons.
Yes, Mr.
May I say, Dick, that I agree 100% with you, Milton, on the statement you just made, and I commend you for the stand you take and the stand your organization takes.
Well, thank you.
Tell me, Congressman Jensen, do you feel that there are too many pleas being made for legislation of purely domestic or of possibly even foreign relations nature, purely on the grounds that it will improve the prestige of this country abroad?
Well, of course we want to be friendly to all nations that want to be friends to us. But, you know, when you talk about prestige, we have in the past... While America was being made great, we have been friendly to all nations, but we, before 1917, we had entangling relations with none, as George Washington admonished us in his farewell address. Now, it's all right. Prestige is fine. But we'd better not destroy ourselves while we're trying to be a great papa to the peoples of the world, because, after all, there's a limit to our dollars. And if we keep on spending like we have, not only for foreign aid, but for many other things that we could do without or we could spend less money for, the time will come when we'll have no money to spend, or it could come, to spend to take care of the blind and the infirm and the old folks and the disabled veterans and the widows and the orphans of deceased veterans. Now we just have to start thinking of America.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry to have to break in at this point, but our time has gone by very quickly. Our guests on this program have been Congressman Ben Jensen, a Republican from Iowa, and Mr. Milton M. Lurie of Sioux City, Iowa, President of the American Coalition of Patriotic Societies. We'll be back again next week at the same time with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew saying thanks for looking in. So long, everyone.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.